it's lovely to be here again. I think most people, some people here think I have bad breath. Because they're sitting a long way back just in case I breathe on them. So sometimes it's nice to sit at the front. Because then all the people who are late can sneak in at the back. They don't have to walk in front of everybody else and be ashamed. But I'm not going to talk about my bad breath or where you sit today. I'm
going to
talk about something different. So let's pray. God, we pray that you would help us to understand the Bible that we read today. We pray that your Holy Spirit would teach us from it. We pray that your Holy Spirit would help us to understand it. We pray your Holy Spirit would help us to apply it to our lives. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Well, I want to ask you two questions. Have you ever woken up in the middle of the night and felt really thirsty? So you go to the fridge and you open the refrigerator door and you just put your hand in. You find something that looks feels like a drink bottle. And your eyes are really sleepy because your eyes are half open because you're half asleep. So you get the bottle and you unscrew the lid. And then you drink it. And you spit it out on the floor. Because the milk in the carton has gone off. In fact, it's really lumpy and not smooth at all. It's not very tasty. It's not pure. Or you might have been driving along the road. And you end up behind an old truck. And the problem with old trucks is they put out lots of dirty, smelly exhaust. So you're sitting in the front seat. And the exhaust keeps coming out. And then you see a break in the traffic. So you go to the side and go past the truck. You don't like sitting behind a truck that's putting out smelly smoke. Because it means the air's not pure. If you've been for a walk along a riverbank, instead of seeing the green grass, and the beautiful blue water in the river, you see soft drink cans. McDonald's wrappers. A few KFC burgers. Some broken toys. A dead cat floating down the river. We all like environments that are pure and free from rubbish. But sometimes we have rubbish in our hearts. And when we have rubbish in our hearts, it means our hearts aren't pure. And it also means we really can't appreciate God's goodness and His kindness to us. And it
It's hard to worship God when we have rubbish in our hearts. And Jesus spoke about this when he was on earth. So I'm going to ask my brother Pedram if he wants to read Matthew chapter 5. Verses 1 to 8.
روزی جمعیتی انبوه گرد آمده بودند. عیسی و همراه شاگردان خود و فراز تپه‌ای برآمد و بنشست. آنگاه شروع به تعلیم ایشان کرد و فرمود: خوشا به حال آنان که نیاز خود را به خدا احساس می‌کنند، زیرا ملکوت آسمان از آن ایشان است. خوشا به حال مقدم زدگان، زیرا ایشان تسلی خواهند یافت. خوشا به حال فروتنان، زیرا ایشان مالک تمام جهان خواهد گشت. خوشا به حال گرسنگان و تشنگان عدالت، زیرا سیر خواهند شد. خوشا به حال آنان که مهربان و با گذشتند، زیرا از دیگران گذشت خواهند دید. خوشا به حال پاکدلان، زیرا خدا را خواهند دید.
You can see that this is a part of a teaching that Jesus was giving.
می‌تونید ببینید که این یکی از بخش‌هایی بود که مسیح داشت درس می‌داد.
And to help us to understand this teaching, we have to think about what was going on.
به خاطر اینکه بتونیم بهمون کمک بشه که بفهمیم مسیح داشت چی میگفت، الان ادامه میدیم.
Jesus was sitting on the side of a hill.
مسیح لب یک تپه مانند نشسته بود.
And he's teaching his disciples about what it means about how they should live in the kingdom of God.
و مسیح داشت تعریف میکرد که چه معنی رو میده که بخوایم توی پادشاهی خدا زندگی کنیم.
Jesus wants the disciples to be lights in the world.
مسیح می‌خواست که شاگرداش جوری باشن که خودش می‌خواد تو دنیا باشه.
Just like Jesus had come as the light.
همینجوری که خود مسیح مثل اون.
Jesus says to the disciples, you've got to have a deep-seated heart commitment to God.
باید مسیح به یارانش گفت که باید شما یه قلب خیلی عمیق و قابل اعتماد برای خدا داشته باشید.
And this is how you'll know if you're committed to God.
و اینجوریه که تو میتونی بفهمی که به خدا وصلی یا قول بین تو و خدا هست.
Jesus says, if you obey, if you listen to my words,
مسیح میگه اگر به کلمات من گوش بدی.
And if you obey my words,
و اگر سر تعظیم یا جلوی کلمات من.
Even if it's different to the way everybody else lives,
حتی اگر فرق میکنه جوری که بقیه دارن زندگی میکنن,
that shows that you're committed to me.
نشون میده که هنوز به من اعتماد داری.
And if you're committed to me, you will be blessed by God.
و اگر دوستان committed
متعهد
من نگم قول دیگه شما خودتون.
So what we're going to think about today is that last verse we read, verse 8.
چیزی که می‌خوام تمرکز کنیم ورس 8 آیه 8.
Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
خوش به حال پاکدلان، زیرا خدا را خواهند دید.
In Bible times, people used to think that the heart is the center of a person.
توی زمان مسیح مردم فکر می‌کردن که قلب دقیقاً مرکز بدن.
And I can understand why.
و من میتونم درک کنم که چرا.
If a doctor puts a stethoscope up to your head,
اگر دکتر بخواد
If the doctor tries to listen to what's going on in your head,
اگر بخواد دکتر به مغزت گوش بده,
he won't hear anything.
نمیتونه چیزی رو بشنوه.
But if he tries to listen what's going on down there,
ولی اگه بخواد به قلبت گوش بده,
you go بطم 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 بطم
صدای قلبت میشه.
بطم. Jesus, in Jesus' time, that's where people thought life came from.
توی زمان مسیح مردم فکر میکردن از اونجا از قلب زندگی میاد.
So what you think,
چیزی که بهش فکر میکنیم, چیزی که فکر میکنیم,
how you feel,
چیزی که حس میکنیم,
what your motivation is, what your purpose is for living,
روحیت یا جوری که یا بهونه واسه زندگی کردن,
that all comes out of the heart,
همش از قلب.
And that's why the Bible always talks about people's hearts. And Jesus says, if you want to know what a person is really like, if you want to look, you need to look inside them. It's no good looking at the outside. Because people can fool you by the way they live, the way they behave. Jesus said, just like his father, the God is interested in what goes on inside a person's heart. And if the heart's not right, then it's going to show up on the outside. It mightn't show up straight away, but it will show up. Some people you might remember the story of when David became king. I talked about this a little while ago. When Samuel went to choose the next king, Samuel looked at what was on the outside. So Samuel looks for a tall man or a brave fighter. But God said to Samuel, men or people look on the outside. God looks at the heart. And that's why God chose David to be king. Because he had a pure heart for God. Now God, sometimes we want to make ourselves look good. Some people go to the gym. Some people spend 2 or 3 hours in the bathroom. Wash their hair for an hour. An hour to put on perfume and makeup. And then they get dressed. That takes about an hour too. Some people like me don't have much hair to wash. So I only spend about 10 minutes in the shower. But we all like to look neat and tiny. We all like to make sure we have nice clothes to wear. But God is more interested in what's in our heart. So what Jesus is really saying, when he talks about pure hearts, is this. Jesus says, you are blessed when you get your inside world, when you get your heart and your mind in the right place. When you get your heart and your mind in the right place. And if you do that, then you will be able to see God. In Jesus' time, it was much like our own time. People spent a lot of time on their outsides. They wanted to look good. Wear the right clothes, cut their hair neatly, have nice smelling body spray or perfume, and they love to stay out in prominent places. They like to pray out loud when everyone will see and say, oh, you're really religious. It looks really impressive. They're putting on a good act. But that's all it is. It's an act. We have a phrase in English there, a faker.
Yet, اصطلاحی داریم توی انگلیسی که میگه فیکر علکیان.
They're pretending.
دارن ادا شدن.
And Jesus looked at the people in his day and saw through it.
و مسیح کسایی که تو زمان خودش بودن نگاه کرد و باطنشون رو دید.
Actually, Jesus said some pretty hard words about people like this.
مسیح در اصل خیلی حرفای خیلی سختی راجع به اینجور آدم‌ها زد.
He said these people are like tombs that have got whitewash all over.
این اشخاص مثل معبدایی هستن که فقط شسته شدن.
They're beautiful and they're clean and they're white on the outside.
خیلی خوشگلن، خیلی تمیزن، خیلی سفیدن از بیرون.
But we all know what's inside a tomb.
ولی ما همون ببخشید مثل
قبر.
ولی ما میدونیم هم چی تو قبره.
Rotting bodies.
بدنهای کثیف یا همچنین مرده. فاسد.
Not very nice.
خوب نیست.
Doesn't look nice.
خوب قشنگ نیست.
Doesn't smell nice.
خوشبو نیست.
But it's got a beautiful covering.
ولی خیلی کاور خیلی خوشی داره.
Looks really lovely.
خیلی قشنگ و خوشگل دوست داشتنی.
In fact, it's so beautiful. I have one in my front garden.
در اصل اینقدر خوشگلی که من یکیشو دارم توی جلوی در خونه خودم.
No, they're terrible.
خیلی بده.
These people, Jesus says, you have impure hearts.
خداوند به مردم میگه که شما قلبای ناپاک دارید.
You have bad motives in your hearts.
شما انگیزه های بد تو قلبت دارید.
You're living a religious life, but you don't want to please God.
شما دارین یک زندگی دینی انجام میدین ولی نمیخواین خدا رو خوشحال کنین.
In fact, you're living this religious life to impress other people.
شما در اصل دارین این زندگی دینی رو میکنین که بقیه واسهشون شاکر باشه، شما واسه بقیه جالب باشه.
So Jesus said, you're hypocrites.
مسیح بهشون گفت شما ریاکارین یا ریاکار.
Your religion is all show on the outside, but it's nothing on the inside.
دینتون یه جوریه که همه چیش توی ظاهرتون هست ولی هیچی تو باطنتون اتفاق نمیفته.
In fact, your religion has made no difference to you as a person.
در اصل دین شما برای شما هیچ کاری نکرده.
So Jesus is saying, if you're going to have a pure heart,
مسیح میگه اگر شما میخواید قلبای پاک داشته باشید,
your actions have to match your motives.
عملت باید با انگیزت یکی باشه.
In other words, what you do with your life,
کاری که با زندگیت میکنی,
has to match your inside heart.
باید با قلبت یکی باشه.
So Jesus said, if we praise God with our lips and we lift up our hands in worship,
مسیح میگه اگر دستمون رو ببریم بالا با لبانی سرود پرستش رو بخونیم.
We have a wonderful time in church on Saturday afternoon.
خیلی تایم خیلی خوبی داریم شنبه ها تو کلیسا.
And then on Monday we curse and we swear and we're violent and we're rude to our families.
بعد دوشنبه صبح که میریم حالا دوشنبه هم بدیم هم فحش میدیم به خانواده به دوستان به کسایی که باشون رو میکنیم.
And we're horrible to the boss.
خیلی با رئیسمون بد رفتاری میکنیم.
And we disrespect other people.
و به بقیه احترام نمیذاریم.
We haven't got a pure heart.
قلب پاکی نداریم.
Jesus says if we act really spiritual here at church,
مسیح میگه اگر ما توی کلیسا خیلی روحانی رفتار کنیم.
But as soon as we leave the church,
ولی وقتی که کلیسا رو بیرون میکنیم,
we're devious and we're dishonest.
ما خیلی غیر واقعی و هم غیر واقعی هم
not honest.
No, yeah.
Not truthful.
I'm trying to find the word in Farsi. کسی که همیشه غیر صادق نبودن هم غیر واقعی هم صادق نبودن.
We're not pure in heart.
ما در قلبمون پاک نیست.
Jesus says if we teach our children and tell our children they have to be truthful and to be honest.
مسیح میگه که ما اگه به بچه هم یاد بدیم بهشون درس بدیم که باید صادق باشن.
But we young walking down the street, we find $500 lying on the road.
و میریم تو خیابون داریم راه میگیم $5,000
$500
رو زمینه.
We put it in our pocket.
و میذاریمش تو جیبمون.
We say, aren't I good? I've got some money.
میگه چه حس خوبیه خیلی خوب برام.
And we don't hand it in to the police.
یا مثلا نمیدیمش به پلیس.
We're not pure in heart.
ما قلبمون پاک نیست.
Because we're teaching our children to be honest.
شما به بچه هم میخوام یاد بدیم که سالم باشن یا صادق باشن؟
Great answers, it's okay to steal.
بعد قبل اون میگه اوکی که اگه بخواهی رسی کنم.
So having a pure heart isn't about believing the right things or doing the right things.
قلب پاک داشتن به این نیست که فکرتون اونجوری درست باشه یا کارتون اونجوری درست باشه.
It's far more than that.
خیلی از این عمیق‌تره.
It means that we have a motive that our desire is to please God.
Sorry, can you say that?
Our desire is to please God.
ما انگیزمون اینه که خدا رو جلال بدیم.
And so our outside actions,
پس عملای بیرون از ما,
match our inside heart.
با قلبمون که داخل بدنمون اومده که باشه.
In Luke's Gospel, Jesus tells a story in Luke chapter 18.
در لوقا 18:9-14.
And he tells this story about two different people who went to pray. One of these men was incredibly religious. And the other was a really dishonest tax collector. And the religious man stands out in the open.
و کسی که ایماندار بود یا دیندار بود اون موقع رفت تو تمپل.
He stands where everybody can see him.
توی معبد ایستاد جایی که همه میتونستن ببیننش.
Not just God.
نه فقط خدا.
But everybody who came into the church, they can all see him praying.
بلکه هر کسی که اومده بود توی کلیسا همه میتونستن ببیننش.
And this is how his prayer goes.
و این جوری بود که داشت.
God, thank you that I'm not sinful like everybody else.
خداوند مرسی که من مثل بقیه گناهکار نیستم.
I'm especially like that terrible tax collector over here.
مخصوصا مثل اون باجگیری که اونجا.
Thank you God, I'm so good, I keep all the rules.
مرسی خداوند من خیلی خوبم همه قانونا رو میام.
I never do anything wrong.
من هیچ وقت اشتباهی انجام نمیدم.
I turn up week after week to worship you.
هر هفته میام اونجا که تو رو پرستش کنم.
I never miss a worship service.
حتی یه بار هم نشده که پرستش رو از دست بدم.
I'm always in the front row so everybody knows I'm here.
صندلی اول نشستم اینجا هم که همه منو ببینن.
I give a tenth of my money to your work.
10% از پولم رو میدم که کار میکنم میدم به تو.
I am so religious. Thank you for making me who I am.
من خیلی دیندارم. مرسی به خاطر اینکه منو اینجوری کردی.
But over in the corner there at the back.
ولی اون پشت توی کونجی که بود.
Hiding where almost no one can see him.
قایم شده بود جوری که کسی نتونه ببیندش.
Is the dishonest tax collector.
اون واژگیر بود که با خودش صادق بود.
He has a really short prayer.
و خیلی دعای کوچیکی داره.
And it goes like this. God, forgive me.
خداوند منو ببخش.
I'm a sinner.
من گناهکارم.
And what did Jesus say about these two people who prayed in the worship?
و مسیح در مورد این دو شخص که دعا کردن چی گفت؟
One's very religious.
یکیشون خیلی دینداره.
Prays a lot.
خیلی دعا میکنه.
Lives a very religious life.
زندگی دینداری داره.
And the other one doesn't live a religious life.
و اون یکی اصلا زندگی دینداری نداره.
He's a thief.
یه دزده.
He's dishonest.
غیر واقعیه.
And Jesus says, this dishonest man is the one God blesses.
و مسیح میگه این شخصی که صادق نیست و باجگیر خودمش برکت میده.
It's pretty shocking, isn't it?
خیلی شوکه.
No, it's a shock. Everyone has a shock.
Okay.
I'm not a new
fussy man.
Shock
you.
And why does Jesus say this? Why does Jesus say the most dishonest person in the worship service?
چرا مسیح باید کسی که توی دعا خیلی صادق نبود و باجگیر بوده؟
Is actually one who God blesses.
برکت بوده.
It doesn't make sense.
هیچ جوری با فکرم اون جور در نمیاد.
Well, it does if we think about the words of Jesus.
در اصل میشه اگه بخوایم به حرفای مسیح توجه کنیم.
I want to look at verses 3 and 4.
میخوام آیه های 3 و 4 رو بخونیم.
So verses 3 and 4 in Matthew chapter 5.
در متی 5.
And this is what
Matthew 5:3-4.
Have a think about what these verses mean. خوشا به حال
آنان که نیاز خود را به خدا احساس می‌کنند، زیرا ملکوت آسمان از آن ایشان است. خوشا به حال ماتم زدگان، زیرا ایشان تسلی خواهند یافت.
Jesus says the dishonest man.
مسیح میگه اون شخصی که صادق نبود.
Knows he is a sinner.
میدونست که گناهکاره.
He knows that there's something wrong with his heart.
میدونست که یک چیزی با قلبش رو داره.
He has a poor spirit. He is not proud of who he is.
اصلا از شخصی که هست به شخصی که هست افتخار نمی‌کنه.
He is ashamed of how he lives.
خیلی توی خجالت به خاطر جوری که داره زندگی می‌کنه.
He wants something to be different.
می‌خواد یه چیزی تغییر کنه.
And so he mourns over his grieves over his life.
پس روحش رو میاره جلوی خدا.
And the promise of God to those who are poor in spirit.
پس قول خداوند واسه کسایی که توی روح ضعیفن.
And for those who grieve over an impure heart.
و کسایی که روحش رو میاره جلوی خدا.
Is that God will comfort them.
خدا بهشون آرامش و مسیح بغل مانند.
That God will come and heal their heart.
و خداوند میاد به قلبشون شفا میده.
And God will come and set them free.
و خداوند میاد آزادشون.
And they will see the kingdom of heaven.
و اونها پادشاهی خداوند رو میبینند.
So the religious man didn't think he needed to be set free.
اون مرد با ایمان فکر میکرد که باید آزاد بشه.
The religious man was very proud of what he had done.
اون خیلی خوشحال به خاطر که کار خودش کرده بود.
He knew he didn't need God's help.
میدونست که کمک خدا رو نمیخواد.
So he said, look at me, I keep all the rules.
خیلی گستاخانه شد و خدا واسه گفت که من کل قانون رو نگه میدارم.
I'm not a bad person.
آدم بدی نیستم.
I don't need any help.
هیچ کمکی نمیخوام.
But the poor, the tax collector says, I need lots of help.
ولی باشگیر گفت که من خیلی کمک نیاز دارم.
My life's a mess.
زندگی من کثافتیه.
My heart's a mess.
قلبم کثافته.
The religious man his heart is so proud that God can't work in it.
اون شخصی که دیندار بود اینقدر قلبش دیگه پرغرور شده بود که خداوند نمیتونست کاری کنه، مثل سنگ شده.
But this dishonest tax collector knew that his heart wasn't pure.
ولی این باشگیری که خیلی هم صادق نبود میدونست که به کمک خدا نیاز داره.
And it actually broke his heart. And when his heart was broken, he could come and ask God for healing.
و وقتی که قلبش شکست میتونست بیاد جلوی خدا و ازش کمک بخواد.
And God's promise is always that he will heal humble, broken, repentant hearts. God's promise is that he will always heal broken, repentant, humble hearts.
خداوند قول داده که همیشه قلبایی که میان قلبایی که شکستن هم میان توبه میکنن و اعتراف میکنن و شفا بدن.
That he will comfort people who grieve over their sin.
و کسایی که میان جلوی خدا روحشون رو میارن جلوی خدا و گناهاشون اعتراف میکنن آرامش بده.
They will see the kingdom of heaven.
اونا پادشاهی خدا رو میبینن.
Because they will God will give them a pure heart.
به خاطر اینکه خداوند به اونا قلب پاک میده.
And when they have that pure heart, what is Jesus' promise?
و وقتی که اونا قلب سالم دادن قول خداوند چیه؟ قول مسیح چیه؟
They will see God.
خدا رو میبینن.
So I want to encourage you today.
من امروز میخوام به شما روحیه بدم.
To not be afraid to look at your heart.
نترسید که به قلبتون نگاه کنید.
To ask God to heal your heart where it's broken.
از خدا بخواید قلبتون رو جایش رو شفا بده که شکسته.
Because his promise is that he will do that.
چون قول داده که این کار انجام میده.
He will comfort your heart when you're sad.
قلبتون رو آرامش میده وقتی که ناراحتید.
And you will give you a pure heart.
و به شما قلبی پاک بده.
And you will see God.
و شما خدا رو میبینی.
Because that's his promise.
چون قولشه.
You might like, I'm going to pray now.
من رو میخوام دعا کنم.
And you might like to make this prayer your own.
شاید دوست داشته باشید که این دعا رو دعای خودتون بکنید.
Let's pray.
دعا بکنید.
God, open my eyes.
خداوند چشمای من رو باز کن.
So I can see myself as you see me.
که خودم رو ببینم زمانی که دارم
A sinner needing forgiveness.
ببینم خودم اونجوری که منو میبینیم به عنوان یک گناهکار که به بخشیدن نیاز دارم.
Show me any sins in my life that I need to confess.
کل گناهایی که تو زندگی بعدش به اعتراف کنم به من بگو.
Give me a heart that only wants you.
به من قلبی بده که فقط تو رو بخواد.
Change my heart so that it's pure.
قلب من عوض کن که پاک بشه.
Help me to trust you each day to heal my heart and heal my life.
به من کمک کن که به تو اعتماد کنم که قلبم هر روز شفا بدی و تو زندگی.
In Jesus' name I pray.
در نام عیسی مسیح دعا کردم.
آمین.